Happy to have waited for today's show because obviously when it was first airing, there was a little bit of complications. Some hearing that it would never actually finish, and then it did finish. And then we finally watched it. So that's good. You know, we've all had those days at work where I don't know if we've ever wished a zombie apocalypse would happen, but we've had some rough days. So the show can hit pretty close to home if you're in your 30s and you've been working for a while. Today we're going to be talking about Zom 100, and it's a pretty fitting episode because speaking of dead things, this is actually going to be the last episode of the I'm Here to We podcast, so let's just get right into it. To the I Married a Wee podcast. It's your favorite anime podcast that gotcha. Yeah, it's April Fool's Day. You already knew that. The podcast isn't done. Of course not. We'll complain way more before we actually stop doing this thing. It was between that stupid joke and like just doing a 2-minute episode. We're like, well, then we won't be able to talk about a show. And sometimes you just gotta, you know what I mean? Anyways, hey. Are you new here? Hi, my name's Tom. Been watching anime for some time and met a girl in college who, while I was dating her, was like, hey, I kind of want to watch that anime thing with you. And I was like, well, then I'll probably go buy a ring and marry you then. And sure enough, that's exactly what I did. As a matter of fact, she's right here. What's your name over there?
I'm Danielle.
Danielle, that's right. I'd ask you how you're doing, but I know you're not doing very well right now.
Yeah, not happy.
You're going to have that cool, got that cool raspy smoker voice.
Oh, yeah. Like a 2-pack-a-day kind of person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, being sick mixed with the third trimester, I'm going to be on some thin ice over here.
Yeah. Well, the fact that I can't take a majority of what would actually help me right now is the biggest issue.
You're the one getting April Fool's hard. You know what I mean? Crazy. But yeah, if you guys end up liking what you're listening to, you should give us a rating and follow us on whatever it is that you're listening to us on. You don't have to, but hey, it helps us and it'll help you. So you'll know what we're doing over here. And actually, if you want like a visual cue, we've got an Instagram as well. I'm Here to We Pod on Instagram. We'll post generally once a week, basically every Monday when we put out a new episode, it'll be a reminder. It'll say, hey, we're talking about this. And you can be like, hey, I like that or I don't. And then we can keep going about our day. So appreciate you. On that Instagram, you can actually get into our Discord by going into our profile onto the link tree and into our Discord. Or if you don't do Instagram, you can actually just find in the description of this here episode. Sorry, the shilling's a little choppy today. But what do we do in that Discord? It's the typical stuff. Basically just making friends on the internet. We've met some great people and we just talk about anime, manga, show off the things we've bought. You know, I think I posted a picture of my posters that I just put up in my office and they look pretty freaking sick. Kind of looks a little bit less like a dungeon down here.
It's starting to look homey.
We're getting there. Homey for sure. and actually had a little moment in the Discord. We've got real life buddies, but one that's that I hang out with a lot, Mike. Him and Nikki are both in Japan. So they're just enjoying that trip. And then found out through the Discord that Gabe is also in Japan. So like, holy cow, you both are in Japan. So now they're like, just talking about it. Pretty fun. It's good stuff. So just come on in there. You a good person? We'll get in there. If you're not a good person, get in there and be quiet then. I'm just kidding. We'll convert you into a good person, maybe. I don't know. There's a lot of nice people. It's infectious. It's yeah. Great. It's great stuff. Speaking of those people, are you not new here? Oh, my gosh. Hope you had a great Easter weekend. I know we did.
Busy.
A lot of baskets, a lot of eggs for the little lady. And, I mean, he's risen.
He is risen indeed.
What a good weekend. You know what I mean? So, it was pretty lovely, obviously. I think Danielle needs to now rest up, finish out this sickness. But Faye was a sweetie pie, looked so cute in her Easter dress. It had chickens on it. My gosh.
For Tom. I got that dress just for Tom.
And it works because she's adorable. And then the two little bows in her hair.
Get some half up twin tails.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I was just going to say that. Half up twin tails. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually the name of my acoustic alternative rock band.
That's actually kind of cool.
It's kind of decent, actually. But nevertheless, the weekend was good. and that the week ahead is going to be good for you. It's pretty decent. You know, April's here. The year's flying. A lot of good shows on the way. And yeah, that's pretty great. What else is going on with you?
I don't know.
Nothing.
I'm just over it.
Just over it.
I'm just over it.
You're like, I'd rather not talk about it.
Yeah, I'd rather not and say we did.
That's fair enough. I mean, that's what I did last week. And big shout out to some homies. They did. I was like, and everyone was very nice. I wasn't fishing for compliments, but obviously Danielle was even more under the weather and had a headache last week. So I just did solo dolo, kind of like a Twitch stream, just talking to myself. And
yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, you reviewed it for me. That was good.
Yeah.
And then even some people using the Spotify commenting, we had this dude, James, basically just saying that this one was 100. Big ups. Thanks for listening, everyone, and everyone who obviously lets us know. You know, we need the feedbacks. That's great. And of course, Gage was in there too. And then we had some random, it was like a temp name on our Kagi episode that just said, like, they were hitting the keyboard and then just, I love you. And I don't know if that was to like, I don't know who that was to. Probably you. I don't know. God, what a good movie, Kaguya.
What a good movie.
Psh, snubbed at the awards. Oh, okay. We don't care.
The biggest upset.
Are we upset? Of course. Are we going to keep saying it? Yes, but we don't care. Of course we don't. Let's get into a teeny bit of anime news. I don't got too much here. We're all about cafes over in Japan. Well, if you're a fan of the Monster Hunter video game franchise, you better believe Osaka is getting a permanent Monster Hunter cafe. So that's kind of dope. It seems to have some just obviously thematic decorations, some cardboard standees to take pictures on. Look at this big old weapon on the wall.
Interesting.
Isn't that pretty sick? Yeah, they got like armor sets. Big, yeah, they just got sick weapons. The toilet has paw prints on it. Oh, great. So we know the audience going here. But it looks like they have some, they probably have some.
That's a shank of meat or something. I what know, is right? going on yeah, in the cast piece iron of meat with,
I think that's something straight from the game.
Okay.
Yeah, the expertly cooked bone-in meat.
Oh, there you go.
You have cats cook you food in the game. It's pretty cool. At least Monster Hunter World.
Oh.
It's actually, the cutscene's sick.
Oh, okay.
In a good way. Not sick as in like a cat. Nasty. You know what I mean? This one, not so much news. It's just, I can't even believe it.
Yeah.
We've talked about Detective Conan, and it's something no one talks about, that show.
Yeah.
And it's out here getting its 27th film. It's like, who's watching this?
Who's the target audience?
I don't
this?
Know, but it's got to be great. 27 movies?
I mean, I think I've heard that it's good.
That or it's just a joke that's just being absolutely just slathered out. I don't know. Kind of makes me want to, though.
I just don't like the way the kid looks. Kind of pisses me off. I want to punch him in the face.
Oh, yeah. You're sick for sure, dude. I mean, it's the character design. You want to punch him in his nerd-ass glasses?
Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh. Help me, everyone, please. That's pretty funny. We haven't been that fiery. You haven't been that fiery in a minute.
Yeah, that's funny. He's probably a juvenile, too.
Of course,
although 27 movies later, he's an adult
right,
at this point.
This guy's 27 years old at least. You can punch him. Go ahead. Oh, mercy. And then the last one is, and this has zero context to it, but I just think it's kind of neat. We're all no strangers to Hideaki Anno, the homie behind Neon Genesis Evangelion. Just an absolute legend in the game, right? Luckily, not bad news. It's scary bringing up people's names now. You never know where the article's going to go, right? But I guess he's going to be leading Space Battleship Yamato, an anime project within that franchise as the 50th anniversary project. I guess it's going to have a bunch of different kind of, this is going to go corporate America, some deliverables. I think there's book publications and a bunch of stuff. But what's cool about it is that he has, he's kind of cited the series as inspiring his interest in anime. So it's like, it's probably one of those one things is he's a legend now. So I couldn't even imagine, but it's suddenly he's like, oh yeah, dude, I love that series. I would love to work on that. It's like, well, of course you can. It's you.
Yeah.
Have you looked in the mirror? Do you remember who the hell
you
are?
You hold the keys to the kingdom.
Get in there. You even did Godzilla, for heaven's sake. Get in there. So that's kind of cool. and then our own little news. Two little news things. Well, one, obviously we're talking Zom 100 today. I know we're 10 minutes in and we still haven't. If you're new here, just relax. We'll get to it. But we're actually, we finished Sign of Affection. We'll be talking about that next week. And we've been loading up the hopper. We've actually watched a couple episodes of The Dangers in My Heart after people in the Discord have been telling us that it's like solid. It's cute. I think the first 4 minutes cringed me almost to death. Then I was like, oh, I can't watch this show. But then first episode redeemed. I'm like, never mind. It's pretty cute. So we're going to keep with that because I guess season two is just slapping. So, and then nothing we're going to talk about. But okay. The Takagi live action is on Netflix. Talk to me about that.
I'm not about it.
I'm not about it. It was cute, and I think we had our little giggles watching it. Those little, you know, butterflies of how we had with the actual show. So I think it's a good adaption. It's just like, why wouldn't you just watch? I get it. Maybe it's for a different audience, but I think you almost need to be an anime fan to like even the live action. I don't know. There's just something about it, like watching middle schoolers have a little.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of the. How am I gonna
not the innocence away from it potentially seeing real people? Because yeah, you don't want to look at real.
Because I think as actors, like unless you're like, I'm not saying that these middle schoolers aren't good actors. They obviously are acting better than I could. But
they're kid actors.
But they're kid actors, and I feel like you can present so much more behind a drawing. And if you have a really good voice actor behind it, then yeah, you can doing it in real life. You can do so many more things, I guess I should say. Like when he was doing the classic pencil case scare.
Oh, yeah.
It just looked so corny when it's
when
in real
life.
When
he got scared of it, because you're like, this kid wouldn't get scared of it. The cartoon, it's, you're just like, yeah, of course this cartoon's scared of that.
Yeah.
That's how they drew him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And
I
like think- when he's making his, like in real life, it looks like a funny octopusy kind of thing. That's good. That would octopus that would be jumping out of the pencil case.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like
anyone.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, okay, you know. But when you watch it animated, it's already in this realm of make believe,
disbelief. Yeah, I wouldn't really care to like watch middle school romance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it wasn't. That's, I think, the one show. I think it's weird enough to say you've watched a cartoon of, like, middle school, these two,
yeah,
you know, being cute on each other. And it's like, well, I guess there's just no winning with Takagi. You're either a Takagi fan or you're not. But yeah, anyways, the live action is just like, yeah, I mean,
I just thought
it
was
probably
funny. We watched the first episode and then it's like, oh, catch up and watch the second one. And you were telling me.
They started with two and then they're going to release
yes,
it weekly.
But I thought it was funny that people were already saying it was pretty good. And I'm like, there's only two episodes out. How can we like base this off of?
I know. It's not Yu Yu Hakusho. You can't yeah, just within one episode say this is incredible. Potentially the best show I've ever watched. Unless you're watching that show. But other than that, oh my gosh. Which actually, so my anime list has a new ranking system. Not that anyone cares because it still sucks anyways, right? but it's. It's got like a percent, kind of like Rotten Tomatoes now.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. And I also hate that searching Yu Yu Hakusho on.
Well,
Mal,
they got the stupid stars in the name. That's why it's so. Isn't it right there in the middle?
Well, that's the movie.
Right there in the middle.
No, they spell it Y-U-U, Y-U-U.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
give
yeah,
a shit if that's the right way. Come on now. But yes, it is being considered 84.6% peak good. If I didn't see that mountain on that page,
I was actually getting a little nervous.
I was going to be devastated. It's verified slapping, okay?
By us, at least.
Yeah, pretty much everyone should think that. I'll let you have your own opinions, except for that one, which
and
you guys already
it,
know that.
We said it last time, but the first two seasons. Excuse me.
Let it out.
Which, is really the best of Yu Yu Hakusho, the first two seasons.
Yep.
It's on Netflix. So
yeah,
go and watch it.
Avoid the Takagi live action and get your ass over to Yu Yu.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Sorry, I'm swearing right after Easter. What am I doing?
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame. Yeah. So anyway, Zom 100, let's get into talking about this show that we promised by putting in the title of this year episode.
Yeah. Can I just say?
Yeah, you can. You can try to through that phlegm.
That froggy, yeah. Froggy throat. I love zombie movies.
Yeah.
I would say, out of like all horror, like spooky movies, yeah. I do love a good zombie movie.
Zombie horror is great.
So this definitely had the little bit of like, ooh, like scary bit, especially in the, well, no, kind of throughout. There's there's some life-threatening moments.
Absolutely.
So I love that. I thought it was going to be more silly.
Oh, it's sure. The silly factor's through the roof.
Yeah, it has it silly. But I love that they kept the zombies, you know, there was still that life or death.
Absolutely.
Living on the edge, what an apocalypse would be kind of situation.
It struck a beautiful balance between the two. And yeah, it says right here, it did earn the silly goose ranking. It is a silly show for sure. Honey, that's a joke. Okay. That's not real.
you had the
cursor highlighting stuff.
Highlighted. I was like, are you reading that verbatim? What?
No, I'm
April
not.
Fools.
Gotcha. Please don't leave the show, everyone. Stick around, please. For anyone not in the know of what is Zom 100, and let's give you the full title because then I'll really tell you what it is. And we got a funny moment with Danielle about that. The show is called Zom 100 Bucket List of the Dead. After graduating from a top university, our homie Akira has nailed every step of the way, gets his dream job on top of that, a beautiful coworker, brightens his day every day. Things are going okay. Unfortunately, that brutal work-life balance starts to actually chip away at this poor young lad. And in that 3 years of working, he is just now mind-numbed. They keep saying it throughout the thing of at this exploitative company. They actually said it too many times. I'm like, we get it. Take it easy.
It's like, what do they say in
Blue Lock?
Oh, Blue Lock, or I was going to say Inuyasha, full-fledged demon.
Oh, full-fledged demon.
What did they say in Blue Lock? What was it?
Chemical reaction, baby.
Yeah.
That was this show's chemical reaction. But anyway, so the dude, obviously miserable at work, even his apartment, his work-life balance sucks. We know it's Japan, right? Which, man, this show had to have hit so hard in Japan. You know what I mean? I have a great work-life balance, and I'm like, I feel you, dog. And it's like, not really. Not really at all. So one day, he ends up, episode one just absolutely sets the show up perfectly. Well, one day, he ends up waking up and realizing that everything around him is dead and zombies have taken over the city. And instead of that scaring him, it actually breathes new life into our main character as he now creates a bucket list of the things he can finally do now that he doesn't have to freaking go to work tomorrow. So, lovely premise.
Well, and mainly a bucket list of things he wants to do before he turns into a zombie.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very specific. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if that tickles your fancy and you haven't seen it, it is on Netflix. So you can check it out on there. And it is an absolute blast. I think it's definitely, as far as the anime humor goes, it's kind of a not veteran level, but there's some jokes in here. Like there's just some one dude who's just random. He just loves being naked. So it's not too bad, but overall, just I think a show worth watching for sure. It's very short, 12 episodes. It flew.
Mm-hmm.
So would highly recommend that. Now we're going to talk about it and get into some spoilies. So you can always pause the show or just, I mean, what are we going to spoil at this point? You know what I mean? Except for everything. So yeah, never mind. Pause it, go watch it, and then come on back if you want. Welcome back. Hey. So yeah, Zom 100.
Yeah.
Glad we waited. Obviously, it's weird. It's kind of like when I was growing up and I was playing video games, you know, you'd get a full game when it released and you're like, this is sick. And then suddenly games were like, oh, hey, it's got a day one download because it fixes a bunch of glitches. And then actually, like, for the next month, people are like, the game's playing like shit. And it's like, okay. So then you end up waiting and you're better for it. Kind of like Cyberpunk, that game, like owning it right away, I guess, was pretty bad. But then now it's okay. Anime's kind of getting there where I think we had several things last year of like, oh, this may not finish this and this and all there's you're just hearing this looming weird stuff of productions, which obviously there's some problems going on with production houses and stuff. But it's almost good to just kind of give it a little season of respite, just kind of let it simmer for a second so that the show can actually finish. And that's the case. It was great with this. I'm glad we did get to it, but I'm glad we waited.
One thing I will say that this versus maybe another show that has more of a plot throughout the show where each episode is more dependent on the next or the previous.
Oh, sure.
I felt like each episode was kind of
self-contained.
Yeah, where it was, I would have been upset if there was a break, but I don't think it necessarily, like if we had started it and then there was a break, it's not hard to get back into it because each episode is kind of its own little story.
But the last, I don't know when the break was, if it was those last couple episodes, was the one time where there was like a cliffhanger. Yeah, but otherwise, no, very self-contained. Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
I think the last three, like when they're in the village, I would say,
village was crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Great zombie, it's staying within the realm of classic zombies, but adding the fun swing into it is certainly something that was refreshing. I think I had already mentioned, too, it's also good that the zombie craze that was a decade ago has chilled. Because I think it made this more enjoyable.
Yes.
If this came out during that whole craze, I would have liked it, but
it would have hit different.
All right, enough with the zombies. We've been wanting more zombies, apparently, because this was great.
Yep.
Nothing beats going back to like the, me and you have both said this, Dawn of the Dead. Oh. It was that remake. I don't remember who did it, but it was that remake that was in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. Dawn, come on, Google, work your magic. There it is, 2004 horror action film. That's the one. Oh my gosh. Some of these, that was a Zack Snyder film. And I forgot that it had the dude from, what's that sitcom? Ty Burrell, Modern Family. He's from Modern Family.
Oh.
And he was in it. Anyways, that was such a great movie. Love going back and watching that one because it had a little bit of silly mixed into it, too. I just like the show.
Vaguely remember Dawn of the Dead.
You said you liked it when we were looking through the DVDs.
I like it, but I vaguely remember what the...
Oh, we got to go back.
Storyline is.
Let's bring it back. I think we can. We should. But something I noticed with Zom 100, I would definitely say, is that it was... It knew exactly how to pace itself and how to set the tone in different moments because the show, well, as you said, being silly wasn't too silly in the moments it didn't need to be, and it could get serious and get very sentimental too. So it was a whole range of emotions, which was great.
Yeah.
Which, of course, you're going to get kind of those easy points with a zombie thing of like, oh, people dying and like this person losing his family. And it's like, yeah, that's like cheap. But they did it very well. The guy in the... And then for him to come back later, so there's a guy who ends up losing his family, and he's building a treehouse. You're like, dude, the world is ending. Why are you building a treehouse? Well, it's because my son wanted to. I'm like, oh, come on. Don't hit me with that. And then he comes back and saves him at the end. It's like, we love that.
Yeah.
He wasn't just a one. He wasn't a tersh. He made it to secondary, which is insane.
Yeah.
So that was really good. We did get a little
One would say MVP.
MVP of the show for sure. Guy was definitely who you want to hang with.
Yeah.
In the zombie apocalypse, you can build shit, which is what you need. Very odd thing. And okay, I think we can certainly, there's a suspension of disbelief within this show, but these dudes are all still charging their phone and shit's working and stuff. Is that how that would be?
Well, he had a little generator thing, remember?
That's fine, but like, it's probably a well-oiled machine. Would cell service still be going on?
That's what I asked you. What happens to the grid? Who's manning the grid? Because it's not like... I feel like if a zombie outbreak were to happen, there's a little bit of that escalation before everyone's a zombie, but not everyone, a majority of the population, right? Where shit's hitting the fan.
Yeah.
It's like, at what point do the grid stop working? Does water stop work? Like power?
I don't know. I wish I was smarter. Maybe we all should.
It's not just like, oh, the zombie outbreak happens. No one has their phones. No, you know, I don't know what happens to all
it's
that.
It's just the day and age we live in where everything that just shows up is magic. Like I have, and it seems like a stoner thought, but like when stuff shows up and like you're working on stuff at the house and you're like, how do you, and then I always have to like stop and think, like everything that's made, it's like, yeah, machines are helping, but like men have made it. So like, you know, you can look at a device and be like, yeah, no, that just showed up and it's magic. But it's like, no, you could theoretically tamper and do what you got to do with it. It, someone made it, you know? Yeah. It sounds stupid. It sounds like I'm a moron, but it's weird to think like that. And so it's one of those situations where I would love to actually maybe understand. So it's not just, I turn on the tap and water flows infinitely. I should maybe know how I'm getting the water and stuff to a more specific sense. Obviously, I know that it's getting treated and coming to that. I'm not stupid, okay? I went to art school. I'm not that dumb, but it'd be interesting to actually know that stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Are we ever going to do that? No, we're going to keep watching cartoons.
But at the same time, we're going to Costco and we're getting the prepper set. The off-the-grid prepper set. The
solar panels, getting a pontoon boat, keeping it in the garage. You know, getting 15 Jennies, which by the way, in the apocalypse, you're not calling them generators. There's no time. Time is of the essence. Everyone's calling them Jennies, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We got those fast zombies, which I love that part of the show,
there
too.
There was a mix.
Yes, which terrifying.
Oh, my gosh. A fast-moving zombie. Nothing Ooh. Like it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's shit in pants material.
Now, what kind of zombies are they in Dawn of the Dead? Are they fast ones?
I think they're like the slowish ones to maybe medium jog.
Okay.
They're, like I always do, it's either original Dawn of the Dead.
Or 28 super, days later.
Or 28 days later, full of rage.
Yeah.
I love that about that movie when it's just they're setting up the premise of 28 days later. Mind you, my favorite zombie movie.
Very good. That's the one I've watched.
It's just that like, well, what we did was we had these chimpanzees and we kept their eyelids open and we made them watch a bunch of bad stuff on TV. Now they're pissed. And when one bites someone, now that person's pissed. It's like, holy cow, that escalated quickly. It's like, geez, okay. Get mad enough. I feel like that's with a toddler, though. Get her mad enough. They could spread like wildfire. You never know. You never know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how would you? Okay. Let's talk the main character.
Sure.
Is his enthusiasm bothersome or does it work throughout the entire show? I think it works because he's not too crazy.
I don't think he's too crazy. I am surprised that some of the risks he takes doesn't literally bite him in the ass.
Yeah,
But that's just a main character.
Right.
Foil, baby. Like jumping into the hot spring. they didn't even. You can't ever, if there's a zombie apocalypse, you can't ever take chances like that. You're just going to jump into a water and then all the zombies come up like that.
Admittedly, I'd never seen zombies come up from water like that. So that was actually pretty, that added a new fear to my list. I probably would have been fine jumping in there.
Yeah. But I loved like, there were so many instances where even you and I were like, can you guys shut the fuck up? Like when they're looking at the
screaming.
RVs and they're all going crazy. And then it's like, oh, shit, they're coming. We better jump in an RV. It's like, well, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't care who you are. Zombie apocalypse hats. Turn it into a quiet place. Okay. We're not supposed to be getting stoked and going, oh, an RV. Look, it's got a fridge. Dog, no.
Yeah.
But that's like, anime, baby.
Yeah. What's the movie? Where they have to be quiet.
A quiet place.
There you. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Wow.
That was a play on words when I said that.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about my, now that we.
Oh, my gosh. Now that we're a little bit farther into it. It was funny because I think it was episode, what, 3 or 4? It was a fair amount in. It was past episode 1.
Yeah.
Which I thought, you'd know it by then. But, and it's not the, hey, honest mistake. Who looks at the full title of this show, right? Me, apparently. He's filling out this bucket list. And then Danielle looks at me. She goes, oh, okay.
No. It was when we saw that she had a opposite 100 things to do to not turn. Or what was hers? Hers? She also had a list of things.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh.
His is a bucket list.
Yeah. And that's when the light bulb
happened.
That's
what it was. I'm like, yeah. Have you read the show? It's called Bucket List of the Dead. Sorry. Yeah, I butchered that. Thanks for bringing us back on the tracks.
Yeah.
So that story ruined. Is that what it feels like? It, just living with me? I'm ruining stories. I can't. It's crazy. Crazy. Anyways, and then, yeah, obviously we had Akimoto show up. He's the sharp tooth bastard at the end of this show who is like the anti-hero opposite of Akira Kanta.
Yeah, so who is he? Because his voice...
He was being a bitch is what he was. but we knew moment one, we're like, oh yeah, that's got to be. And sure enough, yeah, no, it's Bakugo. Oh,
okay. I'm glad that I was right.
Oh yeah, I'm glad you were right too. For
who's
sure.
Who's that top one, Jujutsu Kaisen? What is that? Is that Jujutsu Kaisen, the purple? That top one?
This one?
Oh, it looked
that's
like...
That's ReZero.
Okay, I'm... 5 feet away from the screen, so all I can see is a blurry thumbnail. It looked like Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm like, who is he in that?
Hey, after the awards, everything's Jujutsu Kaisen. Everything is. But no, so yeah, so we had some like higher end voice actors in this one. I think I'd recognized her. Oh, she's gonna be the main chick in Dandadan. Was Yukari, which was a very sweet moment in the show. Oh man, yeah, the heartstrings on this one, and like laying out characters, making them relatable enough so that when they killed them off, you're like, ah, shame.
Yeah,
brutal. They obviously got around like the amount. I don't know if it's like a censorship thing or what, but to basically allow the gratuitous amounts of blood to be in the show, it's all colored crazy, like fluorescent blue.
I kind of liked it. It didn't make it tiresome to see all the gore.
Yeah, it was kind of nice. I mean, who wants to bleed blood anyways?
Oh, talk about gore.
Yeah.
You didn't talk about what we just watched last night.
Oh, boy.
Dorohedoro? Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that one's got some gore, too.
Phew. I was like, damn. Especially, spoiler, when someone's face skin...
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, which, yeah, I forgot. So, yeah.
It's also on Netflix.
We've started that show. We started that romance. What was that one I talked about already with the kid?
You know. Oh, something in my heart.
Yeah,
the dangers in my heart. Yeah. There you go.
We've started that. So we got some locked and loaded. We're getting there.
I don't love the animation. And I forgot that it was like that.
Oh, yeah. It's all right. We can, whatever, we can buck up. Because it's MAPPA, right?
Yes, it is.
I didn't see no motorcycle at the beginning.
They only do it rarely. I don't know.
It's probably a certain division.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of like Grand Theft Auto, Rockstar Games. They've got like Rockstar San Diego, Rockstar here. They've got like different divisions.
Oh.
Or I'm wrong. There's a good possibility of that one. Did you have kind of a favorite excursion of our main crew?
Oh, yeah. I was actually going to tie in. I was going to say, which episode kind of was your favorite? The one with the most thrill, heart pounding moments.
Just favorite, whatever you want. Or just give us those moments and then tell us what episode. That's fine too.
When they meet the flight attendants in the mall when they're trying to get the big screen TV. And I was like, oh, this is so cute. And then shit hits the fan hard. Yeah. I was like, oh man, this sucks.
The classic bitten person who doesn't tell anyone. What a garbo.
Yeah. Well, still, I brought it up when we were watching. So the guy, I can't gauge because it's dark and they're in the mall.
Oh, how
it's
long
locked.
The transformation.
Yeah. So, you know, he's got the bite on his leg and they're making it seem like you get bit and it's like within 2 minutes.
Yeah.
They're changing. So it's like, okay, well, they've been here longer than 2 minutes. When was this guy bit? I wasn't understanding the timeline.
Let me jump in on this. First off, okay, it depends on the immune system. This guy probably had toddlers. His immune system's rock solid. Secondly, it's all about keeping the calm. When you're bit, your heart's
not calm the whole time. He was almost fetal position the whole time. No one talked to him.
Maybe, but I mean, calm in the heartbeat sector. Maybe he was some dude who was able to slow his heart rate to like 5. Maybe he was a monk. And that's what he was doing. Because isn't it like, you know, it needs to go around the old, it's got to get to the brain. Maybe he got bit and he's like, well, slow this pup down. Just goes into bullet time forever.
Isn't there an anime that does that?
Slowing their heartbeat?
Yeah, where they do the breathing stuff. Oh my gosh. Sickness is affecting my brain. I am a zombie.
You are down with the sickness, dog. Slowing heartbeats. I mean, I think that's just used in some things.
Okay. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Probably. I don't know. We don't know anything about anime. We're only 200 plus episodes deep talking about this stuff. Chaos, you know.
But I like the flight attendant one. I thought that was cute, how they had the cuties. I was hoping,
the humor on that one was top notch because, yeah, flight attendant of the dead. I love that on his bucket list is to
wine and dine
a flight attendant. So they're quote unquote wine and dining in this abandoned little store.
Yeah.
And then when he asks what they do and he says flight attendant, it just hits. You're like, no way.
Yeah.
Everyone, even the viewer is like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Even though obviously they can write the show that way, but I can't really give my favorite. I think maybe Sushi and Hot Springs, because it was just a fun watch. And
that then was
a
fun one.
It brought in our
Beatrix.
Deutschlander Beatrix. Love a German character. And between this and Sign of Affection, German is on the menu.
Yeah. Tom was having a field day.
I kind of dug it. I still have very minimal vocab in that, but I'm like still hitting the old high school German too. You know, feels Beatrix. I mean, typical blonde anime character, but she was badass. I liked when she was in the. I love that she's just an otaku too, who just happens to be getting to Japan when the shit's in the fan.
Yeah.
But when she's in her shogun armor with her spear, she's so cool. Sick.
I liked how they call her Bia too.
Oh yeah, that is cute.
Like Truck Stop of the Dead. Ooh. When he's having to have his moment with his former boss.
I was going to say that was my least favorite.
I hated it, but I loved it for the ending.
The payoff.
You know, you kind of have to suffer through for the payoff.
True. And it was that final kind of nod to Shizuka or Mikazuki or.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mikazuki.
Yeah.
She takes a wild like. She's a pretty big bother. I get it. She's the survival mentality. She's min-maxing the zombie apocalypse. But like after seeing her online, I'm like, oh, people got to love this character. At first, I'm like, she's bothering me, if anything. She eventually swings around. She's nice.
She swings after this episode.
Absolutely. Which.
Or the truck stop.
To that point, I guess she was written good because he needed someone like that in his life. I think he was getting a little too lackadaisical. Loved, and it was maybe episode 2 after the setup, was when he's going to go down and get some beers, because that's like number one on his list of like, I just want to sit in my apartment and just drink beer. And he's sliding down this gutter, and then the episode starts with a classic zombie movie. They're locked in a room. They're going to panic. And then suddenly he's just there going, oh, you guys need something from the convenience store? I'm just going to run out. And they're like, what the hell? And then that funny moment is always flipped on its head as he comes back and he realizes they're dead. And
yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's a great, it is a very good don't think show, just feel. And it was a great ride.
Mm-hmm.
Very big fan of it. Obviously, if you're in a rough spot at work, it can maybe help you, you know, get some of that aggressive thoughts out by watching someone else. Or it'll make you want a zombie apocalypse to happen.
Or make him more depressed because he's living vicariously now in this carefree life.
I'm not sure what it's going to do for you, but I know it will make you want to be a comedian who takes his clothes off constantly.
It's a shtick.
It was his shtick. So our Kensho, our main dude who ends up dyeing his hair, kind of looks like Dio.
He does kind of look like Dio.
You know, former real estate agent who now, which, man, that was a good bait and switch. I think the writing was great.
Mm-hmm.
Because I truly didn't think he was getting off that rooftop.
I didn't think so either.
That sucks. Because, no, you could experience people who, even in that situation, I'm not jumping across. It's like, well, listen, I would much rather fall to my death than get eaten alive.
Yeah.
Although.
No, there is no although,
right?
Because then there are
the adrenaline,
excruciating pain of being ripped open
which
and bit.
Is it? Or you know how like when something bad happens to you and you
just
don't
black
feel
out.
It? Well, you know, you just like don't feel the pain until like
I don't even want to risk that I could black out on the pain. You know, that's something I don't want to risk.
Yeah, I'm jumping for sure. Like I'm jumping to the, and I'm not saying I'm jumping to my death. I'm like, I'm going to at least try to jump to the next rooftop over.
Yeah,
for sure. And if I miss him, well, but man, he got gut checked on that jump. Do you know how bad that had to have hurt? Good thing he's a cartoon and not real. That shit would have broken ribs.
Well, and I love that he was naked. He stripped. How do you strip mid-jump? Love anime.
Dude, love anime for sure. He did it, though. And
then, yeah, just totally nut-checked himself.
Yeah, I tell you, though, from going from quite the womanizer to a very respectable man, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was...
jumping in...
saving that young girl.
What's
jumping into the shit?
Yeah, what's it? Where are those... What's like, it called? We just looked...
A cesspool, right? I don't know.
Well, it's called something like a... Oh, my God.
Oh, like the septic?
Yes.
Well, that's like a modern thing. It was like an old school septic thing. It's basically a hole just filled with dump. And someone was like, oh, you want to cover your scent? Just jump in there. It's like, I'm not jumping in no poop. Well, you better believe someone did. And then they're just blurring his entirety while keeping a crisp anime face over it. The humor was just incredible.
Yeah.
Not like your sides are going to hurt, but just you're going to be smiling throughout this show. Whether it be a sweet moment or anything like that. The Kanta thing, while a little annoying, was kind of a good last enemy. I hated that he, listen, you do not take that beautiful village and ruin it. They're helping him out and he's a chode boy, but that just goes to show there's some people out there who just cannot be.
Oh, God, he looks terrifying in the manga.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I love how they always give an antagonist, the shark teeth.
I know. Ooh, well, our shark bait. Ooh, huh? Yeah, and then she just looks normal. Very deadpan, the old Shizuka here. But no, an absolute joy. I'm hoping you guys enjoyed this show, too. It's got a 7.85 on here, which I think that is tracks. Decent enough. You know, I think that's perfect enough. 7.8, close to a B. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say it's a B for sure.
So does it, because it only has a full thumb up and a little bit extra, that's not a peak.
No, it's not a peak anime. So this isn't hitting Mal's peak sensors.
Gotcha. Okay.
But who knows? What do any of us know? I've liked some garbage television, so it just might not be for you. That's the best part, is I know some people have, I think we've had a comment once of like, oh, your worst review yet. And it's like, well, I wouldn't even say we're reviewing anything. I think we're just kind of saying what we thought of it. Like, it's a review, sure, but I'm not like trying to put it out as like, you guys should be with me on this one.
It's not like people when we watched Heavenly Delusions. This is the best anime ever. It's so original. It's like, is it?
Yeah.
It's good, but is it that good?
Hey, you were really, really digging it. I was like complete hipster opposite. But like, this show's...
Yeah.
Okay.
But I wasn't up its ass like everyone on the internet. I was like, I thought it was interesting, but I didn't think it was the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah. Well, and it also didn't win any awards. So,
I mean,
apparently the internet didn't get out there and vote, but.
Do you know what needs to chill out? One Piece.
No.
Talk about some sickness rage. You just clicked on a thumbnail there and I was like, can people get over that show?
Listen, One Piece is sick. I just don't want to catch up to it, you know? We gotta do One Piece. I'm sick of saying it. And I'm sure you guys are sick of hearing it.
Dude, just do it. The next time I ask you what are we gonna watch, say One Piece, and I'll be like, okay.
Here's the thing. We got a baby, obviously, coming in hat. June-ish. And I get some time off of work. I mean, that might be it. It might be like one of those situations because me and you are pulling different shifts.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was Formula One at night when Faye was a baby. And
I think
what
would you watch? Came out. Rifleman.
Oh, you would watch two very distinctly different things. I'll tell you that much.
And mine is very distinguished.
It's something.
It's something for sure.
The Rifleman. They're going to look it up and be like, she has got a problem.
Yeah, it used to be on Me Too. And I would watch it. It's a black and white.
Classic Western.
Well, he's got the coolest rifle, hence the Rifleman. He's a sharpshooter. I want that gun.
It's a pump action. It's all right.
I just think it's so cool. I like that you do it from the bottom.
It's pretty cool. Hey, listen, that puppy will do you good in the zombie apocalypse. So the Rifleman's set.
Yeah, except I won't have the accuracy he
does. Sure, you will. He's also not real. That's again, with most of the things we encounter, not being real is pretty dope. So I think this time around, what could possibly be happening is we keep a log, like we start One Piece and then I'll be like, yeah, I made it to this. And then you can watch. We don't have to watch it at the same time. Would I prefer that? Yes. But would I prefer you also getting sleep postpartum? You're darn right. I don't know what's scarier. No, that's scary. So, like, yeah, I want you to get some sleep. So
that would be funny to, or not funny, but it like nice to do a log. Like,
or even like if we choose a different show, just say like, oh, hey, last night I made it to episode 4. So watch episode 4 or something. I don't know.
I kept telling you to read ahead and sign of affection and you dragged your feet. So are you going to be able to do that? Huh? Do you? Nemo references? Man, we watch too much Disney.
I don't even know who you are anymore. Shitting on One Piece, but you're out here saying Nemo. Get out of my face. Get out of my face, you shark bait.
Sign of affection, though. Is that going to be our next review?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the next one. Obviously, take that as a freaking flip of a coin. You know us around here if you've been here for a while.
But I need it to be somewhat relevant since it just ended. Now, the question is, do we cover the manga or maybe we do the anime first and we talk a little bit on the manga?
How about we just talk about both?
No, that's what I'm saying. Or split it up into its own episode. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, I'm just saying. You're talking about in one episode?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I think my ears were disconnected.
Okay, I'm like,
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I think we should do it in the same episode. What you're saying?
You need to catch up, though.
It's going to take me 3 seconds. 4 seconds.
Two nights,
for sure. Okay, let me live.
Aren't you on 4? There's 7.
I mean, come on. The 8th one's not coming out until...
No, I said you're on 4, but you need to read up to 7. Did you finish 4?
Oh, before we record.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I'm not the only one. With all the information.
I'll get to it.
Okay.
I think.
Oh, and then they delayed the 8th one. Those.
Easter.
I know. That's why I stopped myself.
That a girl.
Those. Good. See you next Tuesdays.
Ooh, true.
You still, yeah, you'll get
you
it
still
in
said
May.
It with your heart. You still
I mean,
said
that's
it with
true.
Your
heart. Sorry, Lord.
Can you imagine? I am in no place to judge a foul mouth, dude.
Yeah. Oh, you'll get issue pre-order for April. Nah, it's coming out in May. Are you kidding me?
Are you messing with us?
Obviously they are. Yeah. They're trying to hit me when I'm in that postpartum rage.
Oh, you better watch out. I don't know which minimum wage person at Barnes & Noble is going to get your wrath, but they're not getting paid enough.
And it better be a pristine copy I get in the mail. If there's
Barnes & Noble's out here with some dude I think is in charge of just blasting your book with a hammer before putting it out. It's got to be. My Fire Force ones, it's a gamble. I'm like, well, this is shot. They look good enough from afar.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like most things for me, but it's all right.
Yeah, 4 eyes.
Hey, man. Damn. There's that spice again. Yeah, so, well, happy to have you back.
Thanks.
I'm glad it's
I wish
like,
it was better circumstances.
Sure.
But.
I'm glad it's proven to be doable, because then that can help you not stress.
Now, the question is, will I ever have to do a monologue?
No. Maybe. That'd be kind of fun, though.
Lord rest everyone's souls. My gosh.
You're just going to call
tried, up. I've tried to stream solo dolo before playing a game. Not good. Okay?
It's tough. It's
not
tough.
Not good.
You got to be a different, you got to be a certain person for it.
Yeah. And I don't think I'm that person.
That's right. Who needs to be? Not you.
True. You could be that person.
Yeah, sometimes. Oh, all right. You guys even still there? Nope. Zombies got to them. They're gone. Well, hey, you guys have made it to this point. You must be a great friend of the show. We don't deserve you, but here you are anyways. Really appreciate it. Seriously. And the comments and all that. We don't bring it up because it's like, feed our egos. No, it's just nice because we kind of just do this in a vacuum a lot of the time. And it's like, well, and no, I think a lot of you are good about saying like, hey, that was decent. Or like, you know, keeping up with us in the Discord. But we don't. Yeah, I mean, it's just good. It's good stuff. So it was great to hear that. Some folks, even what they had said, was like, oh, listening at work. You know, I listened to the anime episode once, but I like more of the experience ones. I'm like, well, here's the problem. We got a child now. We don't experience too much in this world. I think we do all right, though.
Yeah.
I think we get out enough. It's the one good thing about Illinois. I think there's enough going on around here, kind of.
Yeah.
Especially around here. Jeez Louise. Although it's like, I'm trying to not, you know, I don't want to gain weight, but man, everything that's popping up around us is just straight up food baby. And good food, too.
Yeah.
It's problematic. Well, Any closing thoughts for you?
No. Hopefully I'll be back at 100. It's been 3 weeks of some type of ailment for me. I'm poor Faye this last week. What was it, Tuesday?
She's living large. She's watching movies.
No. I'm saying I think it's good to cry in front of your kids. Oh. You know? So I had a low point this week. Tom was at work. I was feeling like dog shit. And I'm like, just in my own head, I'm just like, man, this sucks. Yeah. And then I'm crying at the table eating lunch with Faye.
She's probably like, what is wrong with this girl?
Poor Faye. But she's like, mama, it's okay. I give you a hug. And then I had to get up.
You want to talk about your number one gal? Me and Danielle here will be just having a conversation. I'll just simply be like, and it's not like we're having like, oh, hi, how are you, Danielle? Like talking like, you know, if we're not up animated. In that octave, but we get animated just talking about obviously things going on and some things that might frustrate us. So I'll just be saying something like, oh, could you even believe this, Danielle? And then just Faye instantly puts her hand on my face and goes, Dan, relax. Talk nice to mom. I'm like, listen. First off, I love you and you better keep that energy because if I'm ever actually out of line, her putting me in check would be the sweetest thing in the world. She is perfect. But number two, mind your business. We're just having a normal conversation. Okay.
And then I start laughing and I'm like, we're just talking.
Yeah. She's like, okay.
She never really says it to me.
She does. She does give you sometimes. I'm like, good. Tell her. Get her. She needs to hear this.
I don't even know who. Where she learned that? That was all her.
She's probably secretly on the internet. I don't know what this kid. I don't know what the hell. She knows how to like work Spotify like a full-on adult at this point.
She's shown me how to do stuff with my Spotify.
Gosh. So sweet. These kids are built different.
We were in the car coming home from my parents' house today for Easter Sunday. And she was like, Mama, I need a tissue for my nose. And I was like, sure, I get the tissue and I give it to her and she gives it back to me after blowing her nose. And I look at Tom, I said, what 2-year-old asked for a tissue?
Shouldn't she have just done that into the seat or something? You know what I mean?
On her sleeve. Oh, yeah. Crusty bugs.
Yeah, that's right. I hope we let her know. I think I can sense she's already getting the thing. I'm like, oh, sometimes I'm always like, and especially you watch a zombie apocalypse show. I know we were letting you guys go. Sorry, this is getting out just parenting at the end here. But, you know, you watch a sentimental like zombies and all these family moments. I'm like, man, I really hope I tell Faye I love her enough. And then I go, Faye, I love you. And she goes, I know. I'm like, okay, shit. I probably say it too much. Hey, you know what? She can only complain till I'm dead. And then she can't complain about that anymore.
At least not to you.
Yeah, she's gonna complain about others to others. That's true. Huh. Fair enough. That's depressing. Anywho, guys, we are such massive. Give them a massive with your raspy voice.
Massive.
Hey, that was bordering Duke Nukem. That was pretty sick.
Who the heck is Duke Nukem?
Oh my gosh, get out of my face. I'll show you right after that.
Okay.
But seriously, big fan of you. Hope you're somewhat a fan of this. Hope it was a decent episode. We're back in action. We're actually somewhat ahead of the game as far as watching. Gotta hope that we can keep up on that. Thank you to everyone in the Discord per usual. We're going to say it about 50 times an episode just so you guys, you know that we know, but your guys' recommendations and input and all that stuff into the server is pretty sick, so we appreciate it. All right, that's it. Cool. Have a good start to the week, and we'll catch you homies on the flip side. Danielle, you want to send them out?
Bye, guys.